taking the train to Chicago in August. The specter of Pittsburgh penetrates the sleeper car, 468 miles until Chicago. Only my father, me, and those waiting for the next rest stop remain awake. Father and I sit in the club car eating walnuts and pistachios, while Amish families sleep on vinyl blue benches. Across the river, neon spotlights break the outlines of skips and furnaces, and the bridges of the Golden Triangle blaze on both the black water and sky. The club car is no longer serving beverages and hamburgers, and we drank the last two beers from our cooler hours ago, somewhere when the rails and the Potomac parted. Morning, in Gary, Indiana, we sip coffee from styrofoam cups as the train creeps between the rusted carcasses of U.S. steel mills and shipment yards. I ask him, is this industrial America? Is this America without the Appalachians? He says, America is the railroad, and tells me about the West, Alaska, the desert at sunrise, riding the rails from Cumberland, Maryland, to Seattle, through California and the South, how he saw America, places I haven't been yet. We watch old black men passing cards in another hand of pinochle, and skinny Japanese children tumble through the aisles. Now I want my father and the sway of the train cars on the rails.